A Ghanaian man who once made jewelry from glass beads is now using old glass to make new art. He hopes to reduce glass waste and help the environment in his country. If glass artist Michael Tete can earn some money doing it, he will be happy too. Tete learned the art of glass blowing during a visit to Europe in 2012. He went to see people who knew about glass blowing in the Netherlands and France and learned to make many colored artistic flower holders or water carriers. Many years later, Tete has his own workplace where he melts broken glass from waste centers in Accra and turns it into art. He looks for broken glass from old televisions or bottles and melts it down in a large round container known as a kiln. The kiln gets very hot, nearly 1,500 degrees Celsius, and turns the old glass into hot liquid. Tete, now 44, is the nation's only professional glass blower. He uses a long pole to remove a ball of melted glass from the kiln and starts working to shape the glass into colorful items people can use again. If he can teach more people to make art pieces from glass, he can reduce his country's need to bring in glass from China. Ghana imports about $300 million worth of glass and pottery each year, says the Observatory for Economic Complexity. About 80% comes from China. He hopes to make Ghana's glass bead-making tradition into a larger industry with people doing many different jobs. "Glass is my passion, my heart," he said. "It takes you on a journey from one place to another." In addition to helping his country keep more money in Ghana, Tete thinks a larger glass economy will also make his country cleaner. A glass waste collection program would help. Tete works in the area called Odumase Krobo and trains other glass blowers in his shop. He learned how to make his equipment by watching videos on a computer. He said he is trying to follow the designs of well-known American glass artist Dale Chihuly. "My heart wants to train young Ghanaians, both men and women, so they can learn this job," he said. "We will not have to go to other countries like China to buy what we want for Ghana." Over the years, he has gotten better at the work. Now Tete's pieces are sold in shops in Ghana and Ivory Coast. Some of his work is also sold in art stores in Europe and the US. I'm Dan Friedel.